Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, for giving me the floor. And also, I'd like to reiterate what colleagues already have said. Thank you very much for all the effort that the two coordinators have put into putting the program together for today and for tomorrow, putting together those panels. we think that this really provides for a very good exchange on the experts level. So also a great thank you to the experts that have provided their briefings during this panel that which you have put together. And was particularly interested by what Mr. Thiele said about the development, the increase and the involvement of the threat. it kind of shows to all of us that the importance of AP2 is not decreasing but increasing, and that we need to take this work considerably serious and put all our efforts into understanding the threat, the evolvement of the threat, bringing experts together to find ways to tackle the threat. So thank you very much for that. I have two particular questions. The one is to Mr. Amoroso. You talked about the difference in the limitation, for example, for nitrate concentration in the different countries, and that it would be probably a worthwhile effort to try to bring more standardization into these limitations. Now, and it's probably a complicated question. What kind of bodies do you see that could tackle this issue in the international arena? Which bodies could provide for ideas for the body to discuss even limitations in those kinds of limitations for dual use goods? Because that's very complicated if you look at the different arenas that we have in the international community, and it does not only concern the convention that we are sitting here with. The second question goes to Mr. Robinson. And in one of the slides, when you discussed the information gathering, there was a notion to artificial intelligence, but you didn't allude any further into it. And obviously, that's a very interesting approach. Because in many ways, artificial intelligence provides so many opportunities for the futures, and in other fora, it has a almost negative connotation. But here, it certainly would be a great provider for more qualitative information, which could help us bring the case forward in identifying and taking care of the IED threat. So, what particularly do you have in mind? How could AI support the data collection, data processing, and provision of qualitative information? And I should also say that I would also be interested to hear about I think Mr. Robinson talked about an IED lexicon or something like that, so standardization of terminology, a concept and an idea that my Russian colleague alluded to. Thank you very much.